This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Presidents Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin held their first formal summit in Helsinki, Finland, Monday. Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Putin described the talks as frank and businesslike.
It's quite clear to everyone that the bilateral relationship are going through a complicated stage, and yet those impediments essentially have no solid reason behind it.
Mr. Trump said they were direct, open, and productive.
Today's meeting is only the beginning of a longer process, but we have taken the first steps toward a brighter future, and one with a strong dialogue and a lot of thought.
The two leaders discussed arms control, terrorism, and Syria, but little was said about Russia's annexation of Crimea. Mr. Trump said both countries were at fault for the poor state of relations, and he took aim at the ongoing U.S. investigation into allegations of collusion between Russia and Mr. Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, calling it a disaster.
There was no collusion. I didn't know the president. There was nobody to collude with.
Mr. Putin insisted the Russian state had no involvement in the election.
Could you name a single fact that would definitively prove the collusion? This is utter nonsense.
12 Russian intelligence agents were indicted last week for hacking into Democratic Party computers. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer criticized Mr. Trump for siding with the Russian leader.
For the President of the United States to side with President Putin against American law enforcement, American defense officials, American intelligence agencies, is thoughtless, it's dangerous, it's weak.
Schumer said Mr. Trump strengthened America's adversaries while weakening its defenses and put the interests of Russia ahead of those of the U.S. In Mali, at least 12 killed in a northeastern village near Niger, said to involve rival gangs and jihadist militants ahead of national elections later this month. This is VOA News. Syrian state media said pro-government forces have taken control of a strategic hill overlooking the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights as it seizes the remnants of rebel-controlled territory. The Al-Hara Hill had been a key part of Syria's defenses against Israel. Russell Stone is an American University professor emeritus.
This is one of the last areas where there are rebel holdouts, and in fact, many of the civilians caught in the crossfire between the Syrian army and rebel groups have been, over the last few weeks and months, been receiving medical aid from Israel. This will probably stop with the reassertion of Syrian control over the area.
Israel had threatened a harsh response if Syrian forces deployed in the UN Disengagement Observer Force zone just a few kilometers away. The U.S. said it would consider waivers for countries that need more time to end their oil imports from Iran as the U.S. prepares to reimpose sanctions after pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the Trump administration wants to reduce Iranian oil exports to zero. The commander of NATO and U.S. forces in Afghanistan has rejected news reports the U.S. is ready to engage directly with the Taliban. A statement from the office of General John Nicholson said his comments were mischaracterized, insisting he was only echoing the views of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who during a brief stopover in Kabul said the U.S. would be willing to take part in peace talks that are Afghan-led. Nicholson said the U.S. is not a substitute for the Afghan people or government. Former U.S. President Barack Obama called on Kenyan leaders Monday to turn their backs on divisive ethnic politics and stamp out corruption. He took part in ceremonies opening a school in his father's Kenyan village of Kogelo.
So what we see here in Kenya is all part of an emergent, more confident, and more self-reliant Africa. But we know that real progress depends on addressing the challenges that remain.
Mr. Obama praised the rapprochement between President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga, but said more must be done to heal the rifts among the country's ethnic groups. A 29-year-old Russian woman has been arrested and charged with conspiracy to act as an agent of the Russian government and attempt to infiltrate U.S. political groups. Marina Butina was a student at American University in Washington and founder of a Russian advocacy group. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an end to what he described as the unacceptable lethal force used by allies of Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega against protesters. Hundreds took to the streets of Managua again Monday, demanding justice for nearly 300 killed in months of anti-government unrest. And senior European Union officials are in Japan to sign the biggest trade deal ever. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.